Now, we have a very special guest with us this morning, giving us a peek into the world of Aussie independent filmmaking. It's none other than the very talented Morgan Taylor here with us on The Daily. Great to have you, mate.
Hello. Thank you. Very flattering of you to call me talented.
Yes, well, you are. And we have to ask any filmmaker to start off, what are your top four favourite films?
Okay, I wrote this down, so I don't have to think about it. But I love Some Like It Hot by Billy Wilder.
Okay.
That's a great comedy. I love Brazil. That was a Terry Gilliam film. I love Mad Max Fury Road. Ooh. I love Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World.
Some good choices there.
I only know one of those.
You only know one of those.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
See, Campbell's not a film student, so he needs to be educated.
True, but I like mainstream stuff.
Mad Max is the one I say so people don't think I'm pretentious. That's basically.
They're like, oh, yeah, you do know a mainstream movie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm not like some weird art house guy, you know?
I mean, I'm kidding.
Trying to talk to them, you've got no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
You're just nodding like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Morgan, tell us a bit about yourself and what drew you to filmmaking.
So I was in filmmaking when I was a young kid, but I was also into a lot of things. I knew I was good at maths. I knew I was good at geography and stuff like that. But I couldn't quite figure out what I wanted to do out of high school. So I did what a lot of people did when you don't know what to do is you just go out and you work just a bunch of odd jobs.
Yeah.
Where you just sort of figure yourself out. So I did that for a while. I worked in factories and warehouses and stuff like that. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I was sitting down just one evening with my friends at the pub, and they're into filmmaking like me. And one guy said, hey, I'm doing a feature film. You know, do you want to be on board? I'm like, well, I don't really know how to make movies. And he said, you want to do BTS behind the scenes? I'm like, yeah, sure, I guess I can. So I was there on set on the day. It was like a no-budget, basically amateur film. It was just me, the director, the soundie, and the DOP, which is like the lead technician. He's the guy who shoots the film.
Yeah.
So we're out shooting. I was just getting BTS shots. And the director of photography, the DOP, in the middle of the shoot, he just checks his watch and goes, oh, I have to go on a flight to Adelaide. See you guys.
Oh, he full leaves the whole
and
production.
And he just leaves the set on the very first day. And who's the only other guy on set who isn't the soundie or the director? Well, the director goes to me. He points to me like, you're the DOP now.
Uh-oh. Did you think, oh, I've got to get out of this? Or you're like, you know, I'm like,
hey, yeah, sure, I know what I'm doing. Of course I know what I'm
and
doing.
And this is
you
your first ever project that you're working on.
This is the first thing I did. And this turned out to be a feature film.
That's a long film.
And so even as I was working at this, you know, these crappy jobs, throughout the next 2 months, I just kept working, you know, on weekends with friends doing this, you know, no-budget feature film. We had a great time. I'm like, you know what? Maybe this thing I might want to try doing. So throughout the rest of the year, I just kept crewing on short films. And I kind of figured out the bells and whistles of it, how to AC, how to gaff. And it sort of came to an important time where I was beginning to get a little bit of paid work. But I was doing, like, short films and stuff like that. And I would see the directors and I would read the scripts. I'm like, these scripts are just... For one, these scripts, they're absolutely terrible, okay?
Not good.
they were not good. And the second part is these films never came out. Like, they took years. And I'm like, screw this. Like, I can do way better than this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's just go out and just make my own short film. Screw that. And that's when I made the transition from just crewing to I decided I want to go out and write and produce and do my own stuff. Because obviously I can do way better than everyone else.
Absolutely. And you have. But what do you reckon are some of the biggest challenges you've faced as a filmmaker in the Aussie industry? Because,
brutal.
Well, getting started is really difficult. When you're producing for the first one, that's a step that absolutely nobody wants to take. Because you have so many like things to balance. You have to find the location. You have to find the actors. And, you know, a good actor does, or like how to find them. You have to crew. Everyone has difficulty finding locations and stuff like that. And at the same time, because you're just doing it on your own, you haven't made anything yet, nobody wants to work with you, so you have to do it all on your own. Only now have I gotten to the point where after having made like three proper short films, now people are coming to me and say, hey, I want to work on your film. I'm like, yeah, sure, man. And people are sort of then only after doing this for like a year or so does the infrastructure sort of build itself. But for a while, you just have to keep grinding and grinding, and there's no real hope for a while. Then someone just reaches out to you and like, yeah, I'm a DOP on, you know, these professional shoots, and I'll just do your thing for free. I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, of course, yeah.
It's all about who you know in the industry, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Do you think of quitting at any point? You're saying, why am I even doing this?
I wouldn't know what I'm doing. Like, I wouldn't know what to do if I were to quit. I think I'm pretty sold on this. I quite enjoy it. It's quite fun.
You're calling. Do you reckon it's getting easier or harder for indie filmmakers to break through in the Aussie industry? Or it's kind of just been at wavelength?
Well, I guess now that people have smartphones and AI and stuff like that, I mean, I didn't come from a time when we were shooting with film. I'm too young for that. But it's easy for people just to go out and shoot a movie. I don't think it's any more challenging for someone to break through than it would have been like many years ago, except for maybe the budgetary or technical limitations. But the main point is you just do it every day and you just sort of figure it out. Now, I've learned from other people, and I've been going to TAFE, and I've been learning a lot more of that on my own. But the main trick is just, you just have to do it. I don't think it's any more or less difficult. You just do it, and you just, the rest figures itself out.
Throw yourself in and you're in.
And hopefully you swim.
Yep, that's the way. Make sure you stick around. We'll be delving more into the ins and outs of filmmaking. Morgan Taylor is with us this morning, chatting all things film. Now, Morgan, you're going to tell us about your first short film experience.
Oh, yes, my very first short film.
Was it very memorable?
Yeah, it was pretty memorable. I think most people who watch it have a good time, and it's pretty memorable for them too, for better or for worse. So this first short film is basically a piss take against somebody I really don't like, and I can't say otherwise I'm being taken to court.
Oh, it's someone in real life.
Interesting. So basically, it was about a landlord who I really, really didn't like, and I got off on him on bad terms because, you know, I'm always right and he's just a tosser. So,
you did tell me about this.
Yeah, so this is the impetus of my first short film. So I was just really mad at him, and I'm just sitting on the train. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just mad. So I open up my laptop. I open up my screenwriting software, and I just begin typing down. And like a few hours later, I'm somewhere in like Katoomba or something like that. I don't even know where I am anymore, but I have a 12-page draft of my first script. I'm like, I don't even know what I wrote down. So I take the train back and I begin reading it through after taking a break, and I realize, like, oh my gosh, this film is just, you know, just the absolute most insane thing that anyone's ever written. But it's freaking great, you know? And we have to shoot this, because right now I'm getting tired of all these boring dramas about people committing suicide. I don't want to do...
You want to do something fun.
Yes, do something fun about, you know, your landlord. You know, you have to go and watch it.
There's some beef. So you're like the Taylor Swift of filmmaking.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
Don't give him
except,
that title.
Except it's not. Except it's not about my boyfriends. It's about my landlords.
So fair enough. You're out for beef.
Yeah. So basically, I just write about people I don't like, and I just take them down.
That's so good.
So we went to the shoot. It was the first thing I'd ever produced, and you know, we ended up spending way more money than I thought, but that's usually how the way these things go.
Yeah.
So I produced it, and we're shooting with the camera I'd bought, but this camera. It just has serious overheating problems, and we way over-crewed, and we're shooting in November, or like October random. So it's getting hot.
Right.
We're out in like Mount Druitt, because it's cheap to shoot films over there. And about 2 hours through the shoot, we're shooting in 4K, and the camera overheats.
Of course it does.
It overheats.
Something always goes wrong.
And it was absolute chaos on the set, because it was just an absolute mess of a production. Not only because I admit it was my first time, but also because like, I didn't know this would happen. And that shoot, we shot like for 2 days. And then I think at the end of the first day, the DOP he got absolutely plastered that night.
Gosh.
He woke up the next day, it's like 10 a.m. and I'm like almost shaking him awake, like, what are you doing? We have a shoot to do.
Right. Come on, we gotta get going.
So everyone's just in a mess.
Everyone's just in a mess. And it was like Apocalypse Now. No one knows about how that film went, but it didn't go well. And that's what this film shoot reminds me of.
That's
so anyways,
hilarious.
we edited the film, and I thought like, oh, it's over with. This movie's just a piece of crap. Then I said, oh, let's just set up a private screening for the cast and crew. And I split up the expense with some friends. And when we screened the film first, I was like, I was almost covering my eyes. I can't see how terrible this movie is. Then somebody laughed in the very beginning. Some people were weirded out.
Yeah.
But some people laughed.
And you're like, yes.
Then it continued. Then people were weirded out, which is what I intended. Then more people laughed. And then the twist at the very end about, you know, who this, you know, landlord actually turns out to be. And the entire like cinema was just like absolutely like laughing so hard. They're having the best time because they just didn't see the twist at all.
That's great.
And everybody got like a perfect window into just my dark and twisted mind.
Oh,
then the screening ended. It had no answer. It just ends on such an abrupt note. And then everyone just like clapped and just stood up, and they almost gave me like a standing ovation.
Oh,
because
no better feeling than that.
Yeah, that felt absolutely amazing. I felt so vindicated after making that film.
It's
even
worth
it. It's rough around the edges,
yeah.
Technical, no one really gives a crap about that, but it's funny. Yeah. And it's a screwball thing, and some people, you know, they're gonna be pissed off by you know, some parts, but you know, who cares?
Yeah. So that was your first short film.
That was my first.
So you thought only up from here. Can't get worse.
Only
than
up
this.
From here. So then I just continued to educate myself, and I just kept shooting something every month or every 2 months or so. And now I've learned a lot more about specifically writing comedy, not just how to write, but also how the importance of audio. Now we're doing a really, really great job in post-production. Most short films take like 5 months. We take like 2 weeks to produce something straight on to the next
one. Your turnover is incredible.
Yes. We're in a rhythm.
Rapid.
Very quick. Anyways, let's talk about where we're going to screen it.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Sydney Indie Filmmakers Variety Hour.
That's right.
Up.
The Sydney Indie Filmmakers Variety Hour.
Yes.
Wow. That's
my ready announcer voice. So at this particular screening, we're playing this short film called Yahtzee Secret. We're also playing my other short film, Detective Squad Episode 2.
Yes.
Part of my web series. We're playing three other really, really great short films. They're not boring ass dramas. They're great comedies. They're great horrors. They're great comedy horrors. Everything in between. And we're going to be playing them tomorrow night, actually, Wednesday, 12th of November at 7 p.m. at the Palace Cinemas Moore Park. And it's going to be pretty much everything that I don't like. Well, not so what I don't like about the Australian cinema, nothing is there. And everything that I do like, I think the breath of fresh air that everybody is looking for.
What are the things you don't like that they'll be absent?
Well, I don't like...
Just the pretentiousness.
Well, I don't like suicide hotlines at the end of movies, so we don't really have any of those, for one.
Right.
That's in, like... If you go to a film festival these days, you'll see, like, a suicide hotline. You'll see, like, three per movie. If you got, like, a bingo sheet or something like that, and you'd say, like, oh, yeah, there's a point where somebody's got AIDS, somebody's got leukemia, I actually challenge everybody to just get, like, a sheet and just see, like, is it bingo or is it... something like that, and just tick off all those boxes and see who wins, because it's a cliche.
Yeah,
every film wants to be a boring drama, but we're doing something completely different. It's comedy, it's horror, it's genre, and people love seeing that, not just our tours or filmmakers.
Yeah,
just people.
You're not doing stuff just to tick the box and to be, you know, on trend. You're doing something different.
Yeah, it's art.
We're doing something different, and it absolutely is art what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see all those films. They'll be absolutely incredible. But thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Morgan. It's been
no problem.
Great to have you on with us. We know you're a very busy guy with all your films.
You know, yeah, I am sure.
Going all out and about. But all the details about Sydney Indie Filmmakers Variety Hour will be up on our website, 2scr.com.